Title: Dub Chambersons from Scratch for Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most addictive old school jungle and drum and bass tricks. A dub chamber send. This is that tight, gritty little room you can throw sounds into, mostly snares, vocal chops, stabs, little effects, so your track gets depth and movement, without turning into a washy mess. And we're doing it properly. Two return tracks. Return A is your main chamber. Short, filtered, a bit dirty and ducted so it breathes around the drums. Return B is your echo into chamber lane. That one's for those classic throws, one hit that suddenly blooms into repeats and disappears into the room. Open Ableton Live, and first, routing setup. Create two return tracks. Name return A chamber and return B echo right arrow chamber. Keep both return faders at 0 dB for now. That's important. We're going to control everything from the send knobs and automation. Think of these returns like instruments in your tune, not just background effects. Quick coaching note before we touch devices. Gain staging on returns matters more than you think. Reverb plus saturation can jump in level fast. As you test throws, aim for the return channel peaking somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS on the loud moments. If you want more presence, push saturation drive and pull its output down. Don't just crank the send and hope. Cool. Let's build return A, the chamber. On return A, in this order, load EQ8, reverb, saturator, another EQ8, then a compressor for sidechain ducking. Start with the first EQ8. This is pre-filtering what goes into the room so the chamber doesn't swallow your low end. Set a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. If you're working with a chunky jungle snare that already has body, you can go higher up to 300 Hz and you'll often get a cleaner, more record-like space. Then add a low-pass on the top end, 12 dB per octave, around 8 to 10 kHz. Old school spaces are rarely bright in a modern glossy way. Optional move. If things feel boxy, do a small dip, like 2 to 4 dB, around 350 to 500 Hz. That range is where cardboard room tends to live. Now the reverb. This is the actual room, but we want it tight and rhythmic. Set quality to high. Set predelay around 8 to 18 milliseconds. Predelay is groove control. If your snare starts smearing, increase predelay so the transient stays dry and the chamber answers after it. On faster rollers with busy breaks, 10 to 20 ms is a great target, but don't be afraid to go a bit higher if the break is really chatty. Set decay time around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. We're not doing a huge ambient wash. This is a chamber you can throw into and then get out of the way. Size around 40 to 70%. Diffusion around 60 to 85%. If you hear a metallic ring, reduce diffusion a touch, or reduce size, and we'll also tame it with the post EQ in a second. Stereo width. Keep it sensible, around 80 to 120%. If you go ultra wide, you can get facey drums and weird head interactions, especially once you start doing throws. On the reverb's built-in filtering, set low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 9 kHz, and dry slash wet stays at 100%, because it's a return. Now the fun part, saturator. This is where clean room turns into dub chamber. Choose a mode like analog clip or soft sign. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. And compensate the output so you're not just getting louder. Watch that return meter. If you want presence, use the color option and aim that emphasis around 1.5 to 3 kHz. The goal is a tail that feels thicker and a bit hairy, not a tail that sounds like you're clipping a bass line. Next, the second EQ8. Post shaping. This is where you make the chamber sit behind drums instead of fighting them. Put another high pass, 24 dB per octave, around 220 to 350 Hz. Then, if the tail feels honky or nasal, notch 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz by maybe 3 to 6 dB. And if you want that darker warehouse vibe, do a gentle high shelf down, 1 to 4 dB, above about 6 to 8 kHz. Here's a mindset that helps a lot. Think in bands. Not full spectrum reverb. Old school space often feels like mid-range glue plus dark air. Let the dry drums own the sub and the super bright head fizz, and let the chamber live mostly somewhere like 500 Hz up to 6 kHz. Now add the compressor for sidechain ducking. Enable sidechain. Choose your drum bus as the sidechain input, or a kick and snare group if you've got one. Ratio. Start around 4 to 1. Attack. 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release. 80 to 160 milliseconds, time it to your groove. Lower the threshold until you see 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. This ducking is a huge part of why the chamber feels like it's moving with the beat instead of blurring it. And a pro tip. The choice of sidechain source changes the vibe. Ducking from the whole drum bus gives you that room breathes with the groove sound. Ducking from just the snare makes the chamber feel like a snare accent. Try both and keep what preserves your pocket. That's return A done. Now return B. Echo right arrow chamber. This is your throw lane. On return B, load echo, then EQ8, then utility. Keep echo dry slash wet at 100% because it's also a return. In echo, turn sync on. Start with time at 1/8 for a roller. If you want it slower and more dramatic, go 1/4. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. Don't go crazy yet. Runaway feedback is one of the fastest ways to ruin a mix and your mood. Add a little character. Set noise very low, like 0 to 5%. Set wobble around 5 to 15%. That little instability is what makes it feel tape-ish and error correct. Now filter the delay. Because old school delay repeats are usually filtered so they disappear into the room rather than staying pristine. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz, low pass around 4.5 to 8 kHz. Keep stereo controlled. Try width around 80 to 110%. After echo, use EQ8 for extra tone control. If the repeats are harsh, dip 2 to 4 kHz by 2 to 5 dB. If the whole thing feels muddy, push the high pass up sometimes even to 400 Hz. Then utility for mono discipline. Try reducing width to 70 to 90%. In drum and bass, stable center energy is your friend. If your throws are too wide, they can fight hats and make your drums feel less solid, especially in mono. Now, how do we get this delay to live inside the same chamber identity as return A? There are two clean methods. Method 1, simplest. Just copy the reverb and saturator from return A and paste them after utility on return B. Then tweak them slightly shorter or darker. This gives you quick results and keeps the vibe consistent. Method 2. More studio routing style. Feed return B into return A. Depending on your live version and routing options, you may be able to set return B's audio to as return A. If that's not available or gets weird, don't fight it. Duplicating the chamber section inside return B works perfectly in practice. Optional safety move, especially if you like pushing feedback. Put a limiter at the end of return B with a ceiling around minus 3 dB. That gives you a dub feedback lane, without the occasional self-oscillation nuking your mix bus. Alright, now we use it like a D then B producer. Here's where people level up. Keep the return stable and automate the send amount, not the return fader. If you automate the return fader, you're changing the level of the entire tail of everything feeding that return. Send automation gives you cleaner, more intentional throws, and it keeps your room consistent across the track. Let's set some starting points. On your main snare, send a small amount to chamber. Aim around minus 18 to minus 12 dB on the send as a starting range. You want it to blue, not announce itself. For a snare fill hit, or a vocal chop, or a stab hit, send it to echo right arrow chamber just for that moment. A throw might be minus 10 to minus 4 dB on the send briefly. Perk tops can get just a hint, maybe minus 20 to minus 14 dB, depending on how dry you want your hats. Now, actually doing the throw. Hit it to show automation. Find the send knob for your target track going to return B. Draw a short ramp upward just before the hit, anything from a 1/16 note to a 1/4 note lead in. Then snap it right back down immediately after. That in and out move is the sound. The magic is contrast. Mostly dry drums. Occasional big dub moments. Arrangement ideas you can steal immediately. In the bar leading into a phrase change, like bar 15 into 16, automate the snare send up into the last hit, then cut it on the drop. Every 8 bars, do one vocal chop with a 1/4 throw so it feels like a call out to the crowd. On a break switch, push chamber send briefly on the last hit of the outgoing break to glue the edit and hide the seam. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, make the chamber darker than you think. Low pass around 6 to 7 kHz often hits that warehouse tone perfectly. If you want movement without obvious chorus, add a tiny modulation stage before the reverb like chorus ensemble with very small amount, slow rate, low mix. You're not trying to hear chorus. You're trying to stop the tail from being static. If you want a gated room vibe without fully committing to a classic gate sound, you can either shorten decay and set the compressor release faster, or put a gate after the reverb and key it from the snare. Fast attack, short hold, medium release. That makes the space pop and vanish, which is extremely break-friendly. And one more advanced but super useful concept. Tempo-dependent delay choices. Don't live on 1/8 forever. Try dotted 1/8 for that off-kilter jungle bounce, or switch to 1/4 in breakdowns. If you like, Map delay time choices to a macro and automate per section. Let's do a quick 10 to 15 minute practice so this becomes muscle memory. Load a rolling break and a clean snare layer. Build return exactly like we did. Set the snare send to chamber around minus 14 dB. Build return B with echo set to 1/8. Choose one sound, focal chop or stab, and do one throw every 8 bars by automating the send so it spikes for one hit only. Then bounce or resample 8 bars and listen back. Is the groove still tight? Does the space feel behind the drums instead of on top? Does the throw feel exciting but controlled? If you nail a perfect throw, here's a classic old school move. Solo the return, resample it to audio, chop the best tail, and reuse it as a one-shot uplifter or transition texture. You basically create your own FX from your mix, and everything stays in the same palette. Before we wrap, quick checklist of common mistakes and fixes. If there's too much low end in the return, high pass harder. In DNB, 250 to 400 Hz on the return is often exactly right. If the tail fights the groove, shorten decay below 1.6 seconds, increase predelay a touch, and make sure ducking is working. If echo feedback runs away, keep it under 50%, filter more aggressively, and consider that safety limiter. If everything is being sent, pick one or two heroes, usually snare plus a vocal or stab. Keep hats mostly dry. And if the chamber feels facey and too wide, narrow it using utility or reduce stereo in the reverb. Recap: the old school dub chamber sound is short, filtered, saturated, and ducked. Return A is EQ into reverb into saturation, then EQ and sidechain ducking. Return B is filtered, characterful echo feeding the same space, used for throws. And the real vibe comes from automation, mostly dry, then a few moments where the room suddenly speaks. If you tell me your tempo, like 160 or 174, whether you're doing breaks or two-step, and what your bass situation is, clean sub plus reese, or a full-range monster, I can suggest exact predelay, ducking release timings, and throw rhythms that lock right into your grid.